शिवाय नमः वासवावस्तं गतोऽपि वाह्या स्मरेत् पुण्डरीकाक्षं चाभयाभ्यन्तरशुचि श्रीविष्णु 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 Mani sadara sadma sukar babriksha laksha viteshu suravira baban layantam lakshmi sahasra samasam brahma devyamanam ovindamari purushang ang vajami Enum kanvantam aravinda dalaya taksham Anavatam samasatam buddha sundarangam Anapagoti kamaniya vishesha sopam Vindamani purusham amam vajami Aniyasya sakalendriya vidhimanti Asyanti panti palayanti chidam yaganti Ananda jinnaya vanushala agyasya Govindavari purusha maham vajami Wonderful. Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Damodar Priya. Thank you also for arranging such a beautiful, festive and a forest-like Yagya Kund. It looks really, our Tatiana has made, wonderful. It looks really like Vrindavan. Very nice. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Devi Ramani Pacharine Nivishesha Sunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jai Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare This initiation is performed under the auspicious guidance of our Acharya, founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, and in the presence of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan on the most auspicious appearance day of Radharani. This initiation is a very important step in the life of Venuvatya. Venuvatya is approaching her, let us see, say, she's coming into age, into older age. She's no longer very young, and now where her responsibilities towards her parents have been completed, she feels the final round of her life, the in American English you would say the end game, the last stretch of her life She wants to dedicate more in the service of her personal service of Radha and Krishna and join our team of pujaris in Goloka Dham with her talents, and her service. I think this is remarkable, this determination. If you see your life in different phases, there is, of course, the phase when you are young and you feel like you need to make experiences in this life. But then as we turn more towards the later portions of our life, I think it's very admirable that a devotee then thinks, oh, let me step up my service, means increase it. After all, this life is meant for disentangling ourselves. And any opportunity which we find in our life where we can maturely disentangle ourselves should be taken in the service of Krishna, because by freeing ourselves from so many other things, we make time to fill with the service of Krishna. This is very commendable. So I think we, those who are second initiated, know about this initiation. It's the Brahman mantra. What is the Gopal mantra? Mantras which allow the chanter to come closer to Krishna, especially in puja. And especially in puja, you can come closer to Krishna just by chanting the holy name. But if you want to serve him in his form, his Acha Vigraha, then the second initiation is required. And this means that it's not just a mantra, it's a whole lifestyle which is given to the Brahmana. A devotee who is not ready to accept a lifestyle of a Brahmana, but who just wishes to have the social recognition of being second initiated, will not be very successful in his second initiation. Only a devotee who sees this as a chance to increase his make his life a life of devotion, and do what is necessary maybe to adjust his lifestyle or correct his lifestyle, he will make the proper benefit of the second initiation. It's a serious initiation. It has been given not so freely in our movement. In fact, Srila Prabhupada would say typically when he was ill, I'm suffering because due to the recommendation of temple presidents who just needed to fill vacant spots on the altar for the puja, therefore unqualified candidates were recommended to me, and now as a result I have to suffer. I think Venu Bhatia is very qualified. I'm just mentioning this so that we can all understand this is a serious thing which entails that we change our lifestyles and make it more focused if we consider to take such an initiation. As far as the Brahman Gayatri Mantra, I'm always saying that's the first mantra, but there are seven mantras altogether. As far as they are concerned, I have written a book, the Gayatri book, where I have explained everything in enough detail to know how to go about with these mantras. There is a Gayatri test, there's a test on the subjects of the book which Venu Bhatia has done and has completed, I'm informed. If not, it can be completed very soon. Here I'm giving a lot of information about, not a lot, not too much. I mean, it's manageable, the amount of information about what it means. Now, today, it's a special initiation. You can see it's out of the natural way I'm doing it. When several devotees receive initiations at Nityananda's appearance day, it's an initiation which we all feel has the blessings of Srimati Radhika. To show this, I would like to quote from the Radha, Sri Radha Sahasranam, the thousand names of Srimati Radharani. First of all, we find there a text, it goes, Kulantaragiha cha Yogananda karitata Venuvatya Venurati Venuvatya Parayana. Two times the name Venuvatya appear. She plays the flute, Venuvatya, and she enjoys playing the flute, Venurati, and she is fond of playing the flute, Venuvatya Parayana. So sometimes Radharani will so close to Krishna that she will steal the flute of Krishna, and then she will play the flute. See, there's a photo of this. Radharani plays on the stolen flute. I wish that this Venuvatya Devidasi will have an opportunity to place the flute many times in Madan Mohan's hand, the stolen flute. I sincerely pray that she will, in other words, take care that she is really here in Goloka Dham doing the service for which she has now taken initiation. We have heard that Venuvatya wants to move to Goloka Dham, and I really hope that she will actually be able to do this and not be bound by old responsibilities and split and really can free her time for this. Venu is so that she becomes the Venuvatya, fulfills the real meaning of Venuvatya Devi. There's another very significant name about the original Radharani. There's so many names, 1,000 here, so I really need Radharani's mercy to find this. Yes. Ashoka Shoka Rahita Vishoka Shoka Nashini Gayatri Veda Matacha Veda Tita Vit Uttama. She never laments, Radharani. She ends all lamentation, Shoka Nashini. It's even said the worshipping Radharani destroys Kali. Did you know this? There's Kali Nashana is one of the names of Radharani. She finishes Kali. So, and then Gayatri Vedamatacha. She is the Gayatri mantra. I didn't know this before. Did you know this? Radharani is personally the Gayatri Mantra, and she is Vedamata, the mother of the Vedas. So I think these two names of Radharani, they join together at this very, very auspicious initiation. There's Venuvadya, she who enjoys playing the flute, so that is, and here's Venuvadya Devi Dasi, the servants of Radharani, and the second is, she also the mother of the Gayatri Mantras, she is the mother of the Vedas, she is in fact the Gayatri Mantra, so this is a very, very good time. They come together, the Gayatri Mantra initiation comes together with Venuvadya. It's very, very, very nice, very much wanted by Krishna, very much wanted by Venuvadya, very much wanted by the Sampradaya. We need actually this place to have a good number of pujaris so that the pujaris who are here are not over challenged with the service, but the more there are pujaris, the less stress is there for the individual pujaris, and we want this very, very, very much. And I really feel that this initiation is given very good. I always think we should be real in our life, and this when you are Brahman and get the Gayatri mantras, you should do the seva on the altar. You should really use it very wisely and not just be a Brahman in name only, who has some social prestige and a movement which is always changing participants in the movement. So this is not so important, what is the social position. More important is your relationship with Radha and Krishna. So now this is all what I thought I should say. I want all the devotees to raise their hands and call out Shrimati Radharani ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. The Gayatri, let us say, the second initiation of Venuvadya ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. So, what do we do now? Damodar Priya.
We will speak the Sankalpa now, and then Om Tat Sat Govinda 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 Nachuta Gopra Namadriya Dasi Puchapa Chachinandam Swami Maharaj Upanayanam Pratam Evat Vija Diksha Karmaha Karishyami.
Krishna. Namah Swaha, Dam Vishnu, Dam Namah Swaha, Dam Chutai, Dam Namah Swaha, Dam Nai Nai, Dam Namah.